I'm April Cummings with your latest news. An ATV rider is in trouble with police after reports of dangerous stunts on the road in Georgetown. Just before midday Tuesday, officers moved in on two motorists said to be performing stunts on public roads. With support from the Air Operations Unit, police tracked and stopped an ATV near Countryside in Savannah, ridden by a 29-year-old Bodentown man. Officers seized the ATV and warned the rider for intended prosecution for careless driving, driving while not qualified, without insurance, and other traffic offenses. Police say any vehicle on public roads must be licensed, registered, and insured, and they're urging drivers to cut out dangerous behavior and report reckless driving when they see it. Some big changes for the CUC roundabout. Radio K-Man's Carsley Fuller explains.
Phase 1 of the CUC roundabout is set to open Sunday. Tomorrow, access to Old Crewe Road from the Linford-Pearson Highway will be closed from 8 p.m. until 4 a.m. to allow for paving works to be completed. Motorists are being advised to exercise patience, caution, adhere to the posted speed limit of 25 miles per hour, and remain alert for large trucks and heavy equipment operating along the route. The National Roads Authority is reminding drivers to follow the basic rules of roundabout navigation. That means yield to vehicles already in the roundabout, giving way to the right, travel in a clockwise direction around the central island, and signal when exiting. The National Roads Authority says once completed, the CUC roundabout will provide improved connectivity and support the long-term development in the eastern districts. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
The National Trust for the Cayman Islands is getting ready for a major milestone and says it will need extra hands to mark the occasion.
2027 is going to be the 40th birthday of the National Trust, so we want to celebrate all things 40 in 2027. So that's what we're trying to plan now, and I'm trying to get all the committees on board to really help us with the project, because we don't have the staff to do it all. We need a lot of volunteer help to get it done.
National Trust Executive Director Frank Rollstone says they are hoping the Big 4-0 will achieve an even bigger goal.
To get as many people into the National Trust to see what we do, to see our sites, to see Caymanian history, to see our natural environment, and get a better appreciation for what this country holds.
Check out the National Trust for the Cayman Islands on their website and their social media platforms to find out more about how to get involved. Join John Gray Memorial Church as it takes its 9th concert in the Evening of Music series to the national stage.
Crown him the Lord of
Heaven. And it's very significant, I think, for us. It reaches a broader spectrum of the community. Our performers will be performing on the iconic stage of the Harkwell. So we're hoping for a very, very successful evening.
Ora Hollenbond tells Radio Cayman Echoes of Spring will showcase several performers, including Glenn Ananga, Eric Nicholson, and the Cayman Male Choir. The show starts at 6 p.m. on Sunday, and you can get your tickets, which are $25, by the way, by WhatsApping 925-5531. The concert is a charitable event supporting the Lila Nell Ebanks Musical Fund, which provides financial support to young Caymanian musicians. That is your local news at this hour. I'm April Cummings.